Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Amongst everything going on in the world of sports, NBA investigations and arrests and Thursday night football, we do have game one of the World Series taking place tomorrow in Toronto, Canada, as the Dodgers make their way north to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays haven't been in the spot since 1993. Of course, the Dodgers are trying to go back-to-back along with Shohei Ohtani and their crew and their payroll. They garner a lot of attention. But I wanted to get a different perspective. I wanted to talk with someone who covers these Jays, is very familiar with this team, how they got here, what we can expect. Joining us right now is Julia Kreutz, covers all things Blue Jays for Sportsnet in Toronto. Julia, how are you?
Doing all right. Happy to join. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Like I said, a lot of people are very familiar with the Dodgers. They've been beat into the public conscious over the past decade or so. But we don't know as much about the Blue Jays. I do know about their talent. They've been battling it out with the Yankees and the American League East and the Orioles for the past several years. It's a very competitive division. What makes this season different for the Blue Jays where they've ascended to the World Series?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and one that these guys have been getting since May, probably, or June, when they found their offense and it looked like things were getting back on track for a team that won 74 games last season, right? The sort of the same cast of characters coming back. One thing that really stuck out to me, you know, when we have these conversations, when they won the American League East, these questions are obviously going to arise, and Bo Bichette's answer sort of stuck with me because he said something along the lines of, sometimes you just have to look in the mirror and figure out who you are. I think that that is kind of what we're seeing from these Blue Jays here. They figured out, they ironed out some details in the offseason when it comes to communication and preparation and how they are conveying messages on both sides of the ball, really, to hitters and to pitchers as well. Focus on the little things. This is a very, very sound defensive team. This is a team, they're not going to steal a ton of bases, but it's a very good base running team. And then the talent just started speaking for itself a little bit. In that, with that grew the chemistry. And now you're hearing quotes about this team playing for each other and being all in this together, playing as a unit, selfless baseball. All of the things that you want to hear out of a clubhouse were things that the Blue Jays were giving there, and they found their offense. I think that that is, you know, if you want to boil it down to one thing that has been the difference maker from last year to this year, is that they're hitting better. They were pretty close to the top of the league in OPS. They found their home run stride a little bit later in the season as well. And it's a team that doesn't strike out a whole lot. They grind out pitchers. They are going to foul off a bunch of pitches. Very much the little things team that starts with manager John Schneider, but it really trickles down to the entire roster here.
And Julia Kreutz is here with us, covers the Blue Jays for Sportsnet in Toronto. You talk about this offense, and one piece to the offense we have not seen because of that knee injury is Bo Bichette. And it looks like he might play, but he may be playing a different position than what we're used to. What's the latest on that, Julia?
Yeah, Ryan, that is a big question for the Blue Jays ahead of 10 a.m. Eastern tomorrow when they have to release their World Series rosters. Bo Bichette has not played in October yet. He's been out since September 6th with a knee injury that he suffered in a game against the Yankees. And pretty much every series up to this point, there has been this expectation of, is this the series we are going to see Bo Bichette back? But he was not able to run the bases before the last couple of days. Definitely not enough lateral movement to play shortstop. Now what we're seeing is videos of Bo Bichette not only running the bases, but taking ground balls at second, which is a position that he has never played in the major league since his minor league days. I think it was something like 30 games total in his professional career at second base. Listen, he says that he is going to be ready. He says that he wants to do whatever he can to help the team. That bat certainly lengthens the Blue Jays lineup. He is a very dangerous hitter. He would have led the league in hits were it not for the injury, probably would have led the league in doubles as well. So obviously this is a key piece that the Blue Jays will welcome back with open arms. The question remains, is he healthy enough to play and to contribute? Because even if Bo Bichette DHs, that opens another question mark around George Springer, who was also playing with a banged up knee in the past series, and it has been mostly a designated hitter for the Blue Jays as well. So there are some questions there. I personally expect Bo Bichette to be active for the World Series. This is his chance to do this with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a guy that came up the both of them together really throughout the minor leagues here. They have this chance to do this together. Let's not forget that Bo Bichette is a free agent at the end of this season. So there's a lot on the line here. And if Bo Bichette is at 80-85%, Ryan, I do expect to see him on that World Series roster.
Well, Julia, one thing that we know for certain is that there are going to be a lot of folks who take a look at these Dodgers and expect them to beat the Jays. What are some elements where you feel that the Blue Jays are strong and that they don't necessarily have worry?
Yeah. I think it starts with just the soundness with which they play defense, which is, if you want to look back at last year's World Series, makes a difference when you are a fundamentally sound team and you're doing the little things right on defense. And the fact that this offense, obviously, we know how much swing and miss exists in the Dodgers' starting rotation and in the bullpen as well with certain arms there. But the Blue Jays being a high contact team, leading the league in that department this season, being able to extend at bats and foul off pitches, and this is from 1 to 9, everyone is invested in that. They don't strike out not nearly as often as some other teams that they have seen in the playoffs so far. I think that is the biggest strength. If you're going to beat the Dodgers, you need to get these starters out of there and get to that bullpen, which is not as deep and has some clear flaws and clear limitations there. So this ability to extend it back, drive up the pitch count, and then get to the pen, I believe may be the difference maker for the Blue Jays offense, an offense that has led the postseason so far in OPS. And when you look at what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing, just the level of danger that exists on that bat, now all of a sudden you're adding Bo Bichette. Never count out George Springer in October. There are opportunities for some impactful moments and impactful innings offensively, but I believe it's going to come down to their ability to chase starters a little bit earlier in getting to that Dodgers bullpen.
Yeah, Julia Kreutz is here with us, covers the Blue Jays. It's the JR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Julia, you talk about the pitching. We all know about the Dodgers pitching and throwing out all the aces. They got a young, hopefully future ace in Sasaki helping them to close out games. And then you got the Blue Jays, whose rotation seems to be kind of stitched together. I mean, they're throwing a rookie out on the mound tomorrow. How confident are you in the Jays' rotation and bullpen to kind of help the offense out?
Yeah, Trey Savage, it's funny because he kind of came out of the blue, but at the same time, we had been watching him come up this entire season, right? Started the season in single A and just conquered level after level in the minors until he got to the Blue Jays' rotation in September. And then all of a sudden he's starting playoff games. He had one hiccup against the Mariners, and that was in game two of the ALCS. But otherwise, he has been spectacular, and it's pretty unbelievable that he's 22 years old with the way that he conducts himself and just the preparation. The pulse doesn't change in the big moments. Now he's starting a game one of the World Series. There's so much there that is storybook for this kid, and he's doing it. He's very effective. You want to talk about swing and miss? The high arm slot, the high release point, that fastball that, you know, has been described as it comes up from the sky, the splitter, the same thing. It's making hitters look foolish, and that's really, really impressive. And then you have Kevin Gausman, who has been just a workhorse for this team for the past few seasons now, and really found his stride late this season to emerge as that ace that the Blue Jays needed. Because you're right, I mean, there's the season was not without issues and without limitations for this rotation, but Gausman stepped up when they needed him the most, had pitched into the sixth inning every time he has started in this postseason, was credited with the win in game seven of the ALCS out of the bullpen. Max Scherzer, you know, you look at the 41-year-old looking for his third ring. We didn't know what we were going to get out of him in his start in the ALCS. He was brilliant as well. So, again, there are, I agree with you, because you don't know if Scherzer can do it again. You don't know what version of Shane Bieber you're going to get, right? There was one very, very good start, and there was one iffy one in game seven. Really, really quick hook there for him as the Blue Jays tried to overcome the deficit against the Mariners. So there's a lot that remains to be seen here. I will say that when you look at the top of that rotation right now, I do have a lot of trust in Yesavage and Kevin Gausman. And from there, that is when the fun begins a little bit. And maybe that is where we'll see a guy like Chris Bassett, who is currently in the bullpen for the Blue Jays, play a factor. Eric Lauer, same thing. These starters that converted into the pen to help the Blue Jays in whatever way they can down the stretch here in the playoffs.
Yeah, Julia Kreutz is here with us from Sportsnet in Toronto. All things considered, we got seven games. We definitely won't have seven more games past this to end the season for Major League Baseball. What are you expecting? Do you think we're going to see the Jays with the Commissioner's Trophy?
Listen, I think that if the Blue Jays pull this off, they're going to have to be the fundamentally sound team that they have been all season long. I think that, you know, you look at vibes and you look at the cohesiveness of the group and how much the unity, that is all great. And I do think that that is part of what is going to help them be successful here, but they can't give the Dodgers extra outs. We know what this team does, how dangerous that lineup is. Three MVPs in a row, three potential Hall of Famers in a row for you to deal with there. They have to play their game. They have to be focused from the first pitch onward. And they have to grind out those starters and get them to leave the game a little bit early. it is not an easy task, right? The Dodgers are favorites for a reason. They are the defending champions. The Blue Jays understand that. I'm not ready to go all the way and say that this is a David and Goliath type of thing, because the Blue Jays are also a pretty high payroll. They have some superstars of their own. They won 94 games this season. So there's a lot to like and to respect about what the Blue Jays have done, but they are underdogs, and there's a reason for that. I believe they're going to embrace it, and they're going to play with that in the back of their minds and in their back pockets. They're going to make the most of it, but they have to play their game. That is the only way that we're going to be talking about a Blue Jays World Series win, potentially.
Well, Julia, I know everybody in Toronto is extremely excited. I love Toronto, very much so, one of my favorite places on earth. What is the vibe like in the city? Have the Blue Jays kind of taken the entire city over? What's the vibe like?
Yeah, it's been really cool to watch the growth of that through the summer and now, because Toronto being such a multicultural city, there's people from all over. You see a ton of baseball hats, right? But they're not always Blue Jays hats, right? And what's starting to happen now, and Kevin Gausman pointed that out even in the last series, you know, the Yankees hats are starting to turn into Blue Jays hats. And I was driving to work the other day, happened to drive past a school here in my neighborhood. Apparently the school was just doing Blue Jays Day, so all the kids were wearing Blue Jays gear to school. When we leave the ballpark after covering a game, that's, you know, sometimes an hour, 90 minutes after the game is done, there are more and more people waiting outside the gate to, you know, catch a glimpse of a player, to show their support, things like that. And that's something that, talking to former players who were here for the playoff runs in 2015 and 2016, and even a little bit before that, that's something that they are quick to highlight as well, just how wholesome and full-hearted the support becomes when this team is good. And yeah, and this is it's a very likable squad. There are so many guys who, you know, fill those roles of it's the role player, but he is the glue guy, and everyone is just drawn to him, whether that is teammates or fans as well. So it's been really cool to see the evolution, to see the ballpark fill up over the summer. And these guys deserve it, right? They understand what they're playing for. They understand that it's the entirety of Canada that is behind them now, and they are playing for them as well. They don't take it lightly. So I agree with you. I mean, it's such a fun time in the city when the Blue Jays are playing well in the summer, and it really becomes just a united front to support this team.
Hey, I'm happy for the fans. I know everybody's going to enjoy it. It's going to be absolutely bananas there. Game one of the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays hosting the Dodgers. Game one tomorrow. Julia, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with Sportsnet.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm on Instagram, Julia Kreutz. That's spelled K-R-E-U-Z. Thank you so much for letting me plug this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Julia. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
Appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.